Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Now, today should be the day. The tills start buzzing and England's high street starts waking up from its long hibernation. But what many people feel is the most significant moment so far in the lifting of lockdown has begun. Non-essential shops, hairdressers, gyms, all allowed to reopen. Pubs and restaurants also permitted to serve food and alcohol outside. But how much actually survives in the high street? How many will be prepared to wrap up warm and sit in pub gardens with their pipes and sandwiches? I have to say it's snowing hard where I am in Surrey at the moment, so I can't see the appetite being great for that. Let's now talk to Robert Stevenson Padron, who's coordinator of the Belsize Village Business Association in North London. Robert, thanks so much for being with us today. What are you expecting? Are people going to flock back to the Belsize shops?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Well, we would hope, of course, that we're very, happy that this great reopening is occurring. And we do know, at least for the bookings for our outdoor dining venues, that demand is very high. I think people, after, this dark period in history, we, of course, mourning as a country for the passing of Prince Philip, but we're also mourning the many, many people we've lost from the coronavirus pandemic and other things. And so we think that people are going to be very keen to get out and celebrate life again.
Yeah, it's been a really long, hard winter, hasn't it? What can shoppers then expect? I mean, I'm not far from you in Belsize Park, so I sort of know the lay of the land, but what do you think people can expect when they come back out then?
Well, here in Belsize Village in particular, we're very well known for the Belsize Village Streetery, which was one of the first alfresco dining events on a public space here in England. We were the first to launch, as far as I know, in London at the end of Lockdown 1. It became very popular. It allows people to dine on our village square, which has a very Italian type of environment. In fact, I remember one person last year telling me that she was very sad because her trip to Italy for her birthday had been canceled. And she discovered the Belsize Village Streetery, which she said felt just like dining in an Italian piazza. So I think that's what people will find here in Belsize Village. If, they're very sad that they haven't been able to travel to the continent, or just sad in generally they haven't been able to dine with their friends, then we encourage them to come out here and dine in Belsize Village. We have amazing food and very good customer service. And I think all my colleagues in the business community here will be very, very excited to reserve our customers again.
Yeah. Robert, I suppose part of the issue is going to be what has the damage been, though? Because have all the businesses in Belsize Village Park survived? I mean, are there new ones starting up? I mean, are we going to see lots of gaps out there?
Well, we have, since we have operated the Belsize Village Business Association, a very successful revitalization of our high street since 2018, and that has benefited us during Lockdown 1, Lockdown 2, Lockdown 3. Not only have we not lost any businesses during this pandemic, we've actually gained two. And I would credit that with the utilization of our public spaces. So we have a village square. It was not really well utilized in the past, predominantly because of environmental blights, which we were able to solve. And once we did solve those environmental issues, I mean, there's a saying, of living streets. We really brought our village alive, and that's what brought footfalls and didn't just help us recover out of Lockdown 1. I'm referring to last year. What we had last year was described as last summer, I think, as an economic explosion. So we are hoping that we can kind of turn the economic malaise that we've experienced from Lockdown 3 again into a very strong economic recovery. And, of course, I hope that the rest of England experiences the same.
Yeah, okay. How much has government support helped and how has it worked, really, for businesses in your area?
Government support has been vital, and I think we could, of course, do with more. Our business community have received individual grants, but particularly the event I referred to that we set up was done with tremendous support from our local councillors led by Councillor, our event sponsor, Steve Adams, who provided the event £56,000, which is slightly more than, you know, two of the original hospitality grants, which were £25,000 each, but it has resulted in a dramatic dramatic resilience from our community. And in fact, we've developed a town center here in Belzis Village, which we didn't really have before the pandemic.
Now, Robert, I mean, one of the things I suppose people will be thinking about when they're going to consider coming to Belsize Park and just are they going to the Belsize Village, are they going to come into the shops or not, is going to be security and safety. So our health concerns, of course. What measures are in place to make sure people, even when the opening begins, are not putting themselves at risk?
Well, it's very interesting that these measures have been led in part by myself. I'm a volunteer for the business association. My normal job is that of a social care manager. So infection control is something very important to us. My organization, Penrose Care, has had zero coronavirus cases amongst our service users since the pandemic started. And we have really kind of taught our business colleagues how to stay safe. We have hand sanitizer stations around the neighborhood. We are quite strict in enforcing mask rules and encouraging staff particularly to wash their hands, you know, wear their mask where they're meant to wear them, and for everyone to maintain social distancing. There will remain social distancing rules even as we reopen.
Yeah. It is in actually just a few weeks' time, the election for the London mayor. And we've been talking to a lot of the London mayors recently. I mean, one of the key pillars is, you know, reopening, and they are campaigning on those issues, how to get business back. What do you think you'd like to hear, you know, from the London mayor? Is the London mayor relevant? Is that an important figurehead for you? And what would you like to hear, perhaps, from those candidates about how to reopen and boost business in parts of London like yours?
I think what I would like to see from the mayor and all our public leaders, which we have seen here locally in Camden, is you know, there is no high street which cannot be revived. I mean, when we set our revitalization in 2018, you know, Belzis Village as a commercial location was close to dying. And what we did, you know, through innovative marketing, we were able to kind of promote the unique offering we had. We're a community of virtually all independent shops. And one thing which everyone can replicate here in London is cleaning up your streets. I mean, Belzis Village used to be mired with littering and fly tipping, which I expect is an issue across not just London, but across the UK. And if you clean up your streets, you know, and you have a good offering, customers will come.
Well, you say that, but at the same time, so many people have got used to shopping online. That's going to be such a hard habit to break.
I agree with you. I mean, we don't have that many retailers in Belzis Village. I mean, most of our businesses, aside from the professional ones, are hospitality and beauty. So I think a high street like ours, which can offer people experience, you know, not just products they can buy online, I think that those are the high streets which are going to do well in this great reopen.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.